Hello and welcome to the S-Words Podcast. This is a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I am Kevin Chu.
I am Batman.
Or Iron Man.
Or Iron Man.
I'm Amy, and we are sitting at a roundtable.
Aren't you Spartacus?
I'm only Spartacus at MA Expo.
Here, well, no, all the lanyards say Spartacus.
The knight. I am Batman. I should save that for tomorrow, huh, when they actually do the
DC Actually, my lanyard says I'm under arrest, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So who are you?
I'm me.
He's Sung Lee, and we're going to get through with our roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. This is San Diego Comic-Con Thursday night update. And so we've actually gone through one full day of Comic-Con. So what did you guys do today?
Well, I got a nice little 15-minute interview with Phil Folio of Studio Folio, also known for Girl Genius, What's New with Phil and Dixie, a few things like that, the Myth Adventures books. And so, yeah, I always have fun running around the show floor and talking to people I know. And this year is only different in that I've brought a microphone with me. And so that's a lot of fun. I actually forgot to give him a pin. I should do that. Anyway, so that was a lot of my day, just wandering the floor.
Yeah, I did a lot of wandering and sitting in line. And highlight was watching the Brian Lee O'Malley panel. He's the author of Scott Pilgrim, for those of you who don't know. It was kind of funny because I learned that he doesn't actually know what he's doing, really, when he goes to write his comic.
That just pisses me off. It really does.
Mr. Lee O'Malley, if we do want to talk to you sometime later on, I
like you.
I think we're talking about some other guy.
Yes.
Yeah, not you.
I love Brian Lee O'Malley.
You
I'm
do
just
not piss
that.
Me off. It is your work. Oh, wait, let's just not insult you at all. I love Scott Pilgrim.
Please buy copies of it.
From Oni Press.
Hey, I love Brian Lee O'Malley. He's awesome, but he's not traditional in the sense that he, you know, has everything figured out when he goes into to write or draw something. He just like, yeah, I thought it would work, so I tried it and it worked, which is kind of cool. Anyway, you guys can't judge me. I've actually cosplayed as one of his characters before.
That's fine.
Was it Knives?
It was Lynette.
Okay, I've cosplayed as a
the one with the robotic arm.
Oh, okay,
good.
It's like I was just saying, it's like I've cosplayed as a Mega Tokyo character before. Surprise! All right, so.
Not cosplay if you are the person.
Sure, a stick figure? Wow, how do you manage that?
a strong regimen of exercise and forced vomiting.
Yeah. We do not suggest that you do those things,
yeah,
people.
Please, please, we do not actually endorse bulimia.
Yes, it's as they say, it's a carpenter's dream. Flat as a board, easy to nail.
Okay, so what did you do today? What did you do today? Please don't tell me you did a 2x4.
Okay, mine is similar to the other two, which is I generally like to spend a day just roaming around and seeing what's out there. And I found, like, besides the panels that I really wanted to see, which I got to see, which I was happy about, you know, I walked around like, hey, look, the Guild is signing. So I bought the DVDs and I got them to sign stuff. And then I was walking through the deals room. I was like, hey, look, there's that girl from Dexter. I believe her name is Jennifer Carpenter. She was signing too. I didn't get her autograph, but I could have if I really wanted to. And then I passed by a booth that was like, hey, look, there's a whole bunch of Olivia art books. Oh, hey, look, that's Olivia selling the art books. Okay, then.
And then you walked by the Alex Ross booth and went, oh man, I could either buy a new house or I could buy original pages from Kingdom Come.
Yeah, and like Terry Dodson as well was, and like they're surprising because like they're like these really really big names in comics who like are basically just there like selling their stuff and there's like no one else around.
Yeah, it's a fun thing about Comic-Con is that like the guests of honor are a drop in the bucket compared to just walking the show floor and going, hey, look, it's, you know, Joss Whedon right there signing things. Hey, look at that. Or when View Askew used to have a booth around here and it would just be Kevin Smith hanging out there. It's like, yeah, if you buy my movies, I'll just sign them. Whatever. You know. Or, you know, if you wander the artist alley, you go, holy crap, it's Dustin Nguyen. You know, the penciler and inker and stuff for a bunch of Wildstorm stuff. You know, things like that. It's like, wow, I know him. Wow, I know him. Wow, wow, wow. Or like the art for the charity auction where they bring up Jim Lee, and it's crazy around here. What are you looking at me like that
for? No, I'm just saying, also, if you are a comic book fan, Comic-Con, even though the size of it is extremely intimidating, if you're just a comic book fan, it's kind of easy to go see everything that you want to see or get things signed that you want to get signed or meet the people you want to meet. Because the real pressure of Comic-Con is what I dealt with today, which is Hall H.
Which today turned into the Twilight Camp.
Yes, for those of you that don't know, Hall H is where a lot of the big, well, it is where all the big movie kind of panels.
It's the biggest room that they have.
Yes, it's a 6,000 seat room. And this year they actually outfitted the 3D projectors for actually being able to show us footage in 3D. Because Disney opened up the day with a 3D presentation for the new Robert Zemeckis film, A Christmas Carol. Robert Zemeckis, I found out, is actually quite boring to listen to in interview form.
Oh.
Yes, it's very disappointing. And
which is sad, because when you compare Robert Zemeckis to, say, McGee, McGee is a great interview. It's just that you don't want to.
McGee's not even an interview. He's the moderator of his own panel.
I know. He's just like, it's like P.T. Barnum, you know? He just is larger than life and... It's a great personality. I just wish his movies were a little more cohesive. Anyway.
And then we also went into an interview with Tim Burton, who actually, despite the fact that I have, you know, issues with the guy's work, he's very, very pleasant to his fans. He's actually a little bit humorous as well, so I was surprised by that.
Oh,
he also brought out his buddy Johnny Depp for like a couple minutes, and the entire room went crazy because it wasn't just Twilight fans that went nuts.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, he just stopped by for a couple minutes, and I was like, he flew all the way from Europe to be here for like 2 minutes on the stage and say my favorite director to work with is Tim Burton, as though we didn't already know that. The Disney panel ended up, you know, pretty moderately fine. We also saw a little bit of the new Tron movie, so Jeff Bridges was there as well.
And yeah, I'm envious.
Flynn's arcade tokens.
So
they handed them out at the beginning of the show. And that's pretty much what wrapped up with Disney. We went on to see some trailers for things like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, some of the other 3D kind of movies, including the new Joe Dante film, The Hole, which looks terrible, but,
It's in 3D.
It's in 3D. It's a horror film about, like, this, like, little girl that, I guess, like, little girl ghost that comes out of a hole that these kids find in their basement. I'm like, Joe Dante, what the hell? Why'd you go all Japanese horror on us? I like my Gremlins and stuff like that.
All right.
Then we had the Twilight panel, and I fell asleep for most of that, but...
That was probably self-defense right there.
Yeah, I was in the very back, so I didn't have to be in front of the screaming or near the screaming. But even in the back and off to the side, the screaming is very, very loud.
It's piercing.
Yes, it's piercing.
But I think it's a lot less than most people try to make it sound like it's going to be. It was not that annoying. And then finally got to see Avatar, which is what I've been waiting for a while. This is James Cameron's Avatar.
Amy and I were on the line.
We were waiting in line, and we couldn't get in. And I fell asleep in this bright sunlight.
I barely got in line. I barely got into the room. Literally, it was me and Egan. We were walking into the room as the lights just went out to show the
film. Oh, my God. Yeah, so I was up in the front, and, I mean, Song and I were talking about this earlier. There's a lot of potential in this film, and I think what's happening is that they're not showing us the really good stuff. It's very obvious that James Cameron held back on which clips we got. The other thing I thought was funny was that Sigourney Weaver could not just stop praising James Cameron. She was almost like a James Cameron fan bot. It's like, he's so great.
She probably was replaced by a robot at some point.
I'm just imagining her folding out into being a power loader.
For those of you that also want to know, the big news from James Cameron's Avatar is that on August 21st, they are actually renting out IMAX theaters and select 3D theaters to show you the same footage that we saw. It's about 15 to 20 minutes worth for free, which means that if you do have an IMAX 3D theater nearby and you're able to make it in to check out the footage, you'll still see stuff that's better than what we saw because it's going to be way huge and in your face.
You know, whenever you say James Cameron's Avatar, I have these wonderful fantasies about this movie about Asian kids and Eskimo kids on this grand adventure as directed by James Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to get that.
No.
You're going to get M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
You're going to make me cry. Make me cry, aren't you? You want to make me cry, don't you?
Your soul is already crying inside.
No, I actually didn't like... I don't watch that much Avatar, although I do like what I have seen, which was mostly the drill episode where its creamy goodness comes gushing out and covers the children. Sorry, what? What are you looking at me like that? Don't judge. Don't judge. You've seen that episode too, haven't you?
I know you have that game where you touch the witches.
I actually don't own that game.
I know you have the game where you scrub the boys.
What? I don't even know what game you're talking about.
The one where you clean the boys?
No.
The shirtless boys, you scrub them to clean them up.
I don't know that one.
Okay.
Anyway, speaking of dirty boys, I should talk about the other panel that I went to that none of these other people did, which is Astro Boy. And I'm not talking about the really quick 10-minute thing that they had in Hall H. I'm talking about the one they had in 6BCF, which is their third largest room.
Probably. After like it goes like Hall H, ballroom right 20, and then 6BCDEF.
No, is it 5AB bigger? No, wait, 6.
I'm pretty sure 6CDEF is pretty big.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, so yeah, that had the director, producer, and the two main voice actors, which was a guy named Freddie something.
Freddie Highmore.
Yeah, he played Astro Boy and Kristen Bell, who is the female lead.
Oh, you said Kirsten Bell, not Christian Bale. I'm like, Christian Bale is the female lead?
It's Kristen Bell, not Kirsten Bell.
He's trying to extend himself.
Yeah. And it looks like a nice kids movie. I wasn't impressed by the animation quality. Although I will say that a lot of the stuff they showed was obviously unfinished.
Here's hoping.
But the voicing over wasn't very good. Donald Sutherland plays the villain and he just didn't sound very menacing. He just sounded kind of lazy and tired. Like I normally do.
Okay.
I should mention we rounded out being in Hall H by seeing the Terry Gilliam panel for his new film, Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
That looks so weird.
It looks really so weird. Even with the unfinished effects, it does look like it's something that is just brilliant to see. You know?
It would just be worth it just to watch it, as in just to go and look at the prettiness.
Yeah.
And plus there's pretty men, so I'll go watch it.
What?
Johnny Depp.
He's pretty, what? I didn't know
that. He can be. And what's his face? Colin Farrell. And Heath Ledger.
And Jude Law.
And Jude Law. They're all made to be very pretty men in this movie.
Oh, I did not know that. I don't know what
they are all very sleek. They're wearing white suits and they have ponytails. I mean.
And accents.
Yes, and accents. That's the important part. They just need to sound like Gambit and it's complete.
No, they need to sound like Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman as Gambit. the Australian Cajun.
And I will mention that about an hour ago, we were like sitting down watching Hung on HBO.
That is such a strange show. I don't understand it. It's 15 minutes long, each episode.
Or something, right?
Yeah, or at least the episode we watched.
Yeah, the episode we watched was 15 minutes. Didn't make any sense.
Oh. And then we rounded out the day with Kick-Ass. Which I had no idea about, and it was pretty awesome.
It's flying pretty low on the radar because it's not attached to a studio.
Yep, and also the book is still, I think it's not independently published, but I think it's Marvel's Icons series,
Brian Michael Bendis' powers. Yeah.
Yes. So Kick-Ass I've been following as a comic since the very first issue, and I've been very, very impressed with it. So
give them a synopsis.
What I did see... No, don't. You guys can check it out on your own. Just go ahead and wiki it. And
there's barely any information on it.
Oh, fine.
I did it earlier. That's why.
It's about a teenage boy that thinks that it'd be cool to become a superhero, you know, but it's grounded very much in reality. So you can kind of get the idea that he gets his ass kicked a lot, and a lot of things are just not as cool as you would originally think they would be in something like you would see in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But anyways, as a very big fan of the comic, I can say that they are capturing it perfectly with their film, probably even better than I would
think. And it may even be the best film with Nicolas Cage in it since, Leaving Las Vegas? Face Off had fun.
I enjoy Face Off.
I enjoy The Rock. I enjoy. I actually enjoy Adaptation.
Adaptation. Men.
And Matchstick Men.
Lord of War wasn't terrible.
Well,
and Next.
Oh, Next.
And The Wicker Man.
One of the worst performances of all time.
Actually, I heard a lot of good things about Numbers.
But anyway. I think it'll be the most enjoyable movie.
Is it Numbers a TV series?
No, it's It was a movie with, I think, well, I also know it's a TV series, but I think the movie he was in was called Numbers.
Something like that. But
Knowing. Not Numbers.
Oh, the Alex Proyas film.
Yeah. Well, no, I just think that it'll be the most fun Nicolas Cage movie in a very long time.
Yes, I think so, too. That pretty much wraps up Thursday, so I spent most of my time in one room. You guys wandered around the floor. But anything truly exciting, truly terrifying, truly annoying, truly smelly that you noticed today?
You know they have Star Trek cologne? Did you see it? Yes, I saw that.
I did not see that.
What is Star Trek? It's called Tiberius.
What does it smell like?
I don't know.
It smells like sabotage.
My nerd man.
It's just a chemical that fights against the smell of sweat.
I just see there's a Lego Cartman from South Park.
Really?
It's the most hideous looking Lego figure I've ever seen.
Wow.
There's a Lego Buzz Lightyear.
Is it in Lego?
It's made of Lego pieces.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a Lego Buzz Lightyear too.
That's pretty cool. I saw the Kung Lei action figure. Oh boy, from World of MMA.
Yeah.
I did look at the Bayonetta booth. That actually looks
interesting. Bayonetta is going to be a lot of fun.
I don't really like how she has like really fine, like shiny lines that doesn't really look too good when she's moving around. And
she has ass animations.
And breast animations. And her clothes are made of hair. Which means that when she uses her hair to attack, she gets more naked. They actually consider this a selling point in the game, too. It's kind of funny.
All right, so that pretty much wraps up Thursday. That's our Thursday checkup. So hopefully, Kevin, you're not too tired. You can put this up right away, right? Anyways, you can always find the older episodes of our show at www.s-words-podcast.com. There's also feedback at s-words-podcast.com, which is where you can always send us your emails about pretty much anything. And I'm also going to be putting up the Studio Foglio interview. Studio Folio episode up pretty soon. I'm actually halfway through editing it while we're recording this right now. So shout outs for anything else or any quote sound offs for, I guess, what happened today for you at San Diego Comic-Con.
And a bullet travels at 700 miles per hour. Good.
Just a random snippets of conversations I hear as while walking through the dealer's room. And one of them I found quite amusing was this guy was taking a picture like of Stormtrooper cosplayer and Boba Fett cosplayer. And after he takes the picture, he goes, he didn't smile. And the Boba Fett guy goes, oh, sorry. I tried.
What?
I'd like to give a shout out to my buddy Paul W. Sanderson. Great, great panel for your new film, Pandorum.
Which is basically Event Horizon 2.
Which is, yeah, basically Event... Well, it's not Event Horizon 2 because it's not the ship trying to kill them. It's creatures.
So it's Resident Evil in space.
It's Resident Evil Aliens in space with Ben Foster from 310 to Yuma.
Ben Foster is insane!
Yes, one of the most...
He was just really drunk.
A very fantastic drunk panelist. Thank you, Mr. Ben Foster. I'll also give my shout out to you as well.
Definitely.
So... I'm just waiting now, Mr. M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong. You still have tomorrow to show up, and as a surprise, anything, really.
I was really surprised that Nicolas Cage didn't show up. I mean, we saw Seth Green on the floor. Seth Rogen was on the floor yesterday, you know. Like, a lot of the usual suspects are around. But where's Nicolas Cage? I mean, come on, he named himself after Luke Cage. What's he doing not at Comic-Con?
I think actually something really did happen because he was supposed to show up for a good number of panels today, and he usually wouldn't miss Comic-Con for anything. So, we'll figure out what happens later on.
I hope it's not terrible news. Otherwise, I'll feel horrible.
Oh, he'll be fine. Yeah. Well, we'll see you soon, Mr. Nicolas Cage.